Welcome back out to District 3 Stadium in Rock Hill. Robert Earl Carter along with Andy Robbins now for Game 3 of tonight's Football City USA kickoff. Powered by Hospitality Heating and Air, this game will be brought to you by Toyota of Rock Hill. Andy, I'm excited about this game. But one, we got a much improved Rock Hill High team out here on the field tonight. The Bearcats ready to play this season. Coach Bubba Pittman got that team tuned up, ready to go. Yep. They're out all black tonight with gold numbers, a little different, black helmets. But they're playing the Myers Park Mustangs out of Charlotte. And we got some information on them. This team is absolutely loaded.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They've got in a neighborhood of 5 to 6 guys off this team that are being recruited by Division I schools. And that's very impressive. I mean, I haven't seen the likes of this before.
Well, they've got some familiar names on that team. One of their wide receivers is one Musim Muhammad, who is son of former Carolina Panther Musim Muhammad.
Yep.
He's got 10 offers right now from D1 schools or from colleges. I don't know if they're all D1, but he's got 10 offers. They also have a defensive back, a cornerback, Trey Bly, who is the son of Dre Bly, former North Carolina Tar Heel. He's committed to UNCC. And they've got a host of other guys. They got a left tackle that's committed to South Carolina. Their quarterback has offers from West Virginia and Tennessee. They've got just a host of other guys. They got another receiver, Elijah Bowick, who has 20 scholarship offers, and he's committed to Virginia Tech. So anxious to see this team come on the field. They're out there tonight, got black pants, white jerseys with green numerals, white helmets, and they're just about ready to go. We're going to take another break. The teams aren't quite there yet. The officials trying to get everybody organized. So we'll take another break. We'll come back with kickoff of game number 3 tonight, Rock Hill versus Myers Park, brought to you by Toyota of Rock Hill. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
It's back to school time.
Hallelujah.
That means back to a routine. A gymnastics routine, that is. Try Next Level's $109 back to school special, including the leotard, registration, and full month of classes. Good till August 15th. Sign up at nextlevelgymnastics.net.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech.
You can count on our service.
The hot days of summer are here, and now is the right time to replace your central air unit or gas pack. We have great summertime savings.
For sales or service, call 327-7100.
Back out at District 3 Stadium. Brown Simpson, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We're going to send it down to you for the coin toss now between Myers Park and Rock Hill.
All right. Our official, our referee, is kind of giving instructions right now as they shake hands. And we've got a representative from Toyota Rock Hill. These guys want to jump in and shake hands, and we're so much appreciative of Toyota Rock Hill sponsoring this game tonight, Robert Earl and Andy. And our referee's getting ready to introduce his crew, and then we'll be ready for the coin toss here. I tell you what a beautiful night for high school football. Kick it off. Zero starts next week, and I think we're all the crew, we're ready for it.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, and I'm really happy that the way the weather turned out tonight. It was awfully hot when we got here this afternoon, but it's really nice outside right now.
It is. Right, here we go. Myers Park's going to call the coin toss. Myers Park has called tails. Getting ready to flip it here by Toyota Rock Hill. It's a head, so Rock Hill is one to toss. Robert Earl, Rock Hill one to toss. They're going to defer to the second half, so they'll be kicking it off.
All righty. Thank you, Brown.
Yes, sir.
And we will take another quick break. We'll come back with kickoff right after this. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
For family dentistry services for children and adults, turn to A Healthy Smile Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. We offer a wide variety of dental services from cleanings and implants to Invisalign clear aligners. For younger patients, our pediatric suite makes taking care of teeth fun.
That's because all ages deserve a healthy smile.
Call us today for fun, relaxed dental care you'll love.
Come see us at a healthy smile.
Feeling this way? Could be time for a new AC unit. Ask Lighthouse about instant rebates up to $1,500 or no interest financing for up to 60 months on high-efficient air conditioning systems. Call Lighthouse Heating and Cooling at 329-1200.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
Welcome back out to District 3 Stadium on South Terry Road in Rock Hill. Robert Earl Carter along with Andy Robbins. I almost called you Andy Pittman for some reason. I don't know why. Andy Robbins. As we are just about set to go, Rock Hill ready to kick it off now. Number 80 is Colin Muschick. Has it teed up. He's going to be kicking from our right to left. He's going to be kicking towards Constitution Boulevard. If you're familiar with District 3 Stadium, it's a high, deep kick. Going to be fielded at the 2-yard line, out across the 5, the 10, the 15, and dropped at the 17-yard line. On the return for the Mustangs is number 20, or is that 30? That's number 32, Jordan Bly.
Yeah, that was a good job of coverage there on Nick Irvin running down the field. Did a really good job with special teams there. That's something that usually gets a little neglected at this time of the year. You're trying to get everything input in. A lot of times special teams are the ones that come toward the bottom of the totem pole.
Sophomore quarterback number 10, Drake May, 6'4", 210 pounds, is set to go with the Mustang offense. He's got two wide receivers to each side, takes the snap, whistles at the snap, and flags before everything gets underway. That usually means somebody lined up in a neutral zone.
That was probably a good thing for Rock Hill. That was what a hole up front. And it's going to be interesting to see tonight the challenge that Rock Hill's defense has got against this huge Myers Park offensive lineman. They're averaging out about 290.
They are a big, big group. And they are going to be backed up 5 yards. They put them back at the 12-yard line, first and 10. Ball's on the left hash. That's the far side of the field as they will work from our left to right. We are actually on the visitor's side here of District 3 Stadium tonight as May will hand it off. Tailback, left side, big hole, going to get out close to the 20-yard line where he's run out of bounds. And that was number 8 on the carry, Andre Francois.
Yeah, Rock Hill defense did a pretty good job that time of containing on the outside. You've got to watch if you're playing defensive end not to get hooked and being pushed inside, and that way it opens that alley up on the outside.
May again with twins to each side. Got a running back to his left as he works shotgun. Takes a snap, straight drop, looking. Pressure comes, going to fire downfield. Got a man out there, stretches out, can't haul it in. Pass was intended for number 8, Francois, out at around the 38 or 39-yard line. Brings up a third down now and about 7 for the Myers Park Mustangs.
At that time, Coach Pittman had the defense going full tilt, had all the linebackers doing a blitz in between what we call the A gap and put a lot of pressure that time on Drake May.
May looks at his wristband, gets his offense set. This time he's going to put 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side, and his back lines up to his right. From the shotgun, Rock Hill shifts up front, pressure coming. May scrambles, gets away. Now looking downfield, going to be run out of bounds right about the line of scrimmage at the 20, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and a punting situation for the Mustangs.
Yeah, I think the defense is actually using their undersides to their advantage right now. It's something that they've done in the past, is get the quicker guys up front, get them around and moving quickly before the ball is right at the ball stamp.
Number 85, Jack Irvin, in to punt for the Mustangs, back deep for the Bearcats, is number 6, Artavis Anthony. He stands at the Rock Hill 40-yard line to await the kick. Irvin stands at the Myers Park 8. Gets a good snap. Pressure comes. Gets it away. It's a low kick. Kind of offside of his foot. Gets a great Myers Park roll. Going to go out of bounds at the Rock Hill 37-yard line. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Brown, did you have somebody? Are you ready or not?
Right here.
You're cutting out on me. I can't hear you. I don't hear anything Brown saying. They're having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, how about that? Is that better?
I got you now.
All right, I'm having to do a little bit of engineering here, but I'm going to make this happen right here. We got Anthony and Ian with us from Toyota Rock Hill. They're the sponsor of this game. Gentlemen, move in here a little bit closer. I'll start off first with Anthony. Anthony, why is it important to Toyota to get involved in this game tonight?
It's a good family environment, good city, good people. We love the city.
All right, Ian. Ian just told me something, Robert Earl. He's Ken, the former Rock Hill police captain, Danny Love. That's actually his granddaddy who's sitting in the stands tonight. What a great guy he is. And, Ian, we are so happy that Toyota Rock Hill is being a part of this Football USA Kickoff Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Rock Hill's in our backyard. You know, we want to support everybody, support our customers. We're just trying to support everybody and make sure we can come out here and watch some good football and just have fun.
Well, guys, we certainly do appreciate you guys sponsoring tonight, and we wish you the best of luck this year. Continue those great sales out of Toyota Rock Hill out of Dave Lyle Boulevard and I-77.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, Robert Earl, back up to you.
Thank you, Brown. 7:01 to go here in the first quarter. Rock Hill aided by a 5-yard penalty against Myers Park, then they completed a pass for about 5 yards and maybe 4 feet or so. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, Andy. Brown got me messed up with that microphone. Now they're going to pick up the first down.
Ooh.
On a handoff inside, they get out around the 49-yard line. They're going to put the nose of the football on the 50. So ball's at midfield for the Bearcats as they work right to left. Quarterback number 12, Hayden Jackson, from the shotgun. Going to go play action, pull it down, keep it himself. Now finds a little hole. Going to get into Mustang territory down to the 48-yard line. And maybe I know how to talk now.
Yeah. One of the things that we found out before the game started, Robert Earl, that you and I had discussed, is that Myers Park only had about 5 practices to this point. They've got a rule there in North Carolina. You can't practice between 11 and 6.
Right, if the temperature's at a certain level, and it's been too hot for that. So, and then they've had rain as Jackson completes a pass to the 44-yard line, making the catch was number 14, Raphael Wright. It'll be third down. We'll call it 4 for the Bearcats. But, yeah, Myers Park has not had any scrimmages. This is their first scrimmage action against another team, and not very many practices. And there's an offsides against Myers Park as they showed blitz, and he put his foot into the neutral zone. Number 43 for the Mustangs, Roe Chitwood, and that's going to be a first down for the Bearcats as they only needed 4, and they get 5 on the penalty.
It's going to be interesting, as we've talked about, it's pretty warm tonight, how they're conditioning since they haven't scrimmaged and hadn't practiced a lot, how that's going to affect them during the course of the game.
Hayden Jackson from the shotgun, got twins to each side. Running back to his right, Nari Gaither. No, it's not Gaither, but he's going to fire far side, complete. Inside the 40, down to about the 37. Try to pick up a number when he gets up. Number 2, C.J. Ellerby, makes the catch.
Jackson looks to be pretty comfortable back there tonight.
He does. He's going to be alone in the backfield this time. He's got 3 receivers near side, 2 to the far. Takes a snap, looking, firing on a quick slant. Caught by Raphael Wright at the 30. He's short of the first down. Going to bring up a third down and maybe a yard for the Bearcats, is there at the Myers Park 30-yard line with 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. No score in this third game of the Football City USA kickoff that is brought to you by Toyota of Rock Hill. Jackson takes a snap, going to hand it off straight ahead, Gaither, and he's got nowhere to go. Nowhere at all. Lost about 2 yards on the play. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and about 3 now for the Bearcats. And I don't think Coach Pittman's got much of a decision to make here. They're too close to punt, too far for a field goal. Going to leave the offense out there and go for it.
Yeah, one of the things I like so far about the offense is they're giving Jackson an opportunity to complete passes or these quick outs. So he's getting a lot of confidence here early on.
Jackson goes with a hard count and then pulls up and changes the play at the line. 1 second on the play clock. Gets it off. Fires complete near side. Raphael Wright gets just enough for the first down. Steps out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. And they'll move the chains. Nice job by the Bearcat offense to get just enough. Personnel changes now for the Bearcats as they'll line up with twins near side. They'll put three receivers to the far side as Jackson stands alone in the shotgun. Takes a snap, looking, pull it down, going to scramble near side now and tuck it, and he's going to be hit and slammed to the ground by number 43. That's Chitwood once again. And he'll lose 2 yards on the play, make it second down and 12 now for the Bearcats.
Yeah, so far, the offensive lineman for the Bearcats has done a pretty good job of holding the defense and giving Jackson enough time to throw the ball. So that's something that Coach Pittman's got to be impressed with to this point.
Bearcats working on the near side hash. They got three receivers to the wide side. Jackson dropping back, trying to set up a little bubble screen there on a come-in pattern. And it's tipped and falls incomplete. Going to bring up a third down and long now for the Bearcats.
Yeah, that if Jackson would be able to hit that one, that could have been six. He had clear sailing down across the middle of the field.
Middle of the field was wide open on the play. They set it up nicely, just couldn't bring it down. Twins both sides, Gaither to the left of Jackson. Jackson takes a snap, looking, going to fire down the middle of the field, goes right through the hands of Raphael Wright. He's heard footsteps and saw a defender coming and kind of alligator armed it a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's gonna be kicking himself later tonight over that one.
Because he was open, the ball was there. If he just stretches his hands out a little bit, he can hang on to that and pick up the first down. But it falls incomplete. It's gonna be fourth down and almost 12 for the Bearcats. They're gonna line up with four receivers to the right. One to the left. They're going to bunch three of them together inside on the far side of the field. Jackson going to throw near side. Got his man down there and can't get to it. Good coverage, number two, Trey Bly for the Mustangs. Pass was intended for number 11, Antonio Barber. Incomplete. Bearcats turn it over on downs with 2:53 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Pleto's Closet. School starts soon, so get down to Pleto's Closet, where we have all the brands teens love. We pay cash for gently used clothing, shoes, and accessories. Conveniently located beside Hobby Lobby on Dave Lyle. Be fashionable this school year at Pleto's Closet.
Insurance companies have professionals looking out for their interests. Shouldn't you? This is attorney Brandon Nobles, and you don't have to fight the system alone. The Wilkerson Law Firm is dedicated to helping accident and injury victims. Give us a call at 324-7200 or visit us on the web at fcwlaw.com. Offices in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and Lancaster.
Back at District 3 Stadium. Back at District 3 Stadium, Robert Earl Carter along with Andy Robbins. As the Myers Park Mustangs take over first and 10 from their own 31-yard line and quickly complete a pass out to the 48 first down as they line up quickly as May works shotgun, got trips far side, one receiver to the near side, takes a snap, looking, firing over the middle, quick curl route complete at the Bearcat 45, making the catch is number six, that's Hampton Horn. And it'll be second down. They give him seven on the play. Give him second down and three now at the Bearcat 45.
Yeah, they're doing a good job offensively here. Sort of what we'll talk about with Rock Hill, hitting a lot of quick passes, 10 and 15 yards.
May takes a snap. Going to hand it off this time. Coming off the right side and just absolutely busted number nine. Denny Thompson on the handoff. Who hit him, Andy?
Calson Jones.
Calson Jones just blew up number nine, Thompson, right at the line of scrimmage. That was a massive hit. He didn't wrap up on him at all. He just lowered his shoulder and knocked him flat on his back. Mustangs will bunch three on the far side, one split wide right, as May looks to the sidelines. Drake takes a snap, going to fire far side, complete inside the 40 and stepping out of bounds at the Rock Hill 37 is, I believe that's number 8. We've called his name already. That's Andre Francois, a 5'9", 150-pound senior receiver from Myers Park. They'll move to chains. First and 10, Myers Park at the Rock Hill 37-yard line.
Yeah, this offense so far reminds me a lot of the Kyle Richardson offense of the Northwestern days.
Yeah,
very much. A lot of those quick passes don't give you enough time to get a rush in to get to the quarterback.
Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. No score. Myers Park moving at the Rock Hill 37-yard line, first and 10. May takes a snap, quick bubble screen, near side complete, and wrapped up immediately is number 5. That is Musim Muhammad as he drags a couple of defenders down inside the 35 to about the 34-yard, 33.5-yard line. Going to bring up a second down and long now for the Mustangs, but that's Muhammad, son of former Carolina Panthers great, Musim Muhammad.
He had a pretty good career.
He did. He did. Got his name called a few times on TV and radio. Twins to each side now for May. One running back to his left. He'll get the football straight ahead, lowers his shoulder, going to dive down to the 30 on the carry. Number 22, Jaquez Robinson, as he is wrapped up. I believe that was number 40, Kayson Jones, who made the stop. Third down and 3 for the Bearcats, or excuse me, for the Mustangs at the Bearcat 30-yard line. They got 3 receivers split left this time, 1 to the right. May takes a snap, going to throw a quick curl. Muhammad's got to catch it to 25, brought down there, but he's got just enough for the first down. He went out, saw where the stick was. As soon as he took 2 steps past it, he just turned around, sat down, waited for the ball.
Yep, they're reading the defense, and what the defensive backs are doing tells them what routes to go.
The corner gave him a little bit of a cushion, and he saw he got just enough for the first down, so he turned around. Ball's right on the money, and that's going to be the final play of the first quarter. No score. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back second quarter in just a little bit. You're listening to the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality
REC.
Heating and Air, and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill on the OTS Sports Network.
For a friendly pediatrician, call Monty Pediatrics with same-day appointments for youth ages newborn to 18. From well-child and sick visits to sports physicals and ADHD evaluation, call Monty Pediatrics at 980-5700 behind Walgreens on Heckle Boulevard. Open on Saturdays in Rock Hill and Lancaster.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Golf carts, buggies, repair service. Nickel Store does it all.
If you buy it from us, we're here for you for the life of the cart. You know, bring it in, we'll get you in and out, batteries, brakes, bearings, whatever the cart may need, we're here for you.
Nickel Store, a certified easy-go dealer, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Ready to go here with the second quarter from District 3 Stadium. Robert Earl Carter with Andy Robbins. Brown Simpson down on the sidelines for us. Myers Park has a first and 10 from the Rock Hill 25-yard line, now working from our right to left. No score. Myers Park in their deepest penetration so far. Drake May from the shotgun takes a snap, going to hand it off to his running back, who made the man miss in the backfield and powers his way through tackles all the way down inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. He's got a first down. Now we'll go down to Brown Simpson, who's got somebody on the sideline.
I sure do, Robert Earl. I've got Brittany and Sam from Burrough Welchel Orthodontics. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, Brittany, I'm going to talk to you first. Tell everybody real quick about y'all's business.
All right. Well, we just opened a brand new orthodontic office here in Rock Hill back in May, so we're new to town. We're enjoying getting to know this community really well.
Well, that is awesome. Sam, real quick, tell me how important this is for you guys tonight in the USA. if he's here again. Let me see if I can get Sam in. Sam, real quick.
Well, we're really excited just to get into the community. As Brittany said, we're just new in town, so trying to get to know everybody and get out here and get to know the community real well. So it's super exciting to be out here, and the enthusiasm for high school football is just great. So we love it.
Well, we certainly do appreciate Burrow Welchel, orthodontist, and wish you guys the best of luck. And we thank you so much for being sponsors at tonight's game.
Thank you.
All right, Robert Earl, back up to you and Andy.
Thanks, Brown. While we were away right there, Myers Park throws a strike right in the middle of the field between the hashes at about the 5-yard line to Mohsen Muhammad, and he broke several tackles. Andy comes to the near side, puts it in the end zone for the Mustangs. They go on top 6-0. Got an extra point coming up right now. Number 18, James Malice, to kick it. Kick is up, nearly blocked, but it's good. 7:19 to go in the half. Myers Park on top of Rock Hill, 7-0. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Need braces soon? I'm Dr. Sam at Burrow & Welchel Orthodontics, and we can make it affordable for all patients with our 0% financing and low monthly payments. Plus, go online at smilerockhill.com for our grand opening $500 discount. That's smilerockhill.com.
Graduating? Getting married? Buying a home? Yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
I'm melting!
Feeling this way? Could be time for a new AC unit. Ask Lighthouse about instant rebates up to $1,500 or no interest financing for up to 60 months on high-efficient air conditioning systems. Call Lighthouse Heating and Cooling at 329-1200.
It's back to school time.
Hallelujah.
That means back to a routine. A gymnastics routine, that is. Try Next Level's $109 back to school special, including the leotard, registration, and full month of classes. Good till August 15th. Sign up at nextlevelgymnastics.net.
Fill up before the game with a $5 fill up. Choose from two pieces of dark meat, three strips, or a breast. And get a huge serving of mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Only $5. Get a pot pie or potato bowl with a cookie and medium drink. Only $5. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Teague, and I believe a smile is the most beautiful thing you can ever wear. That's why we at Crystal Teague Dental make sure all our patients have their best smile. Now accepting new patients. So call us at Crystal Teague Dental, 803-327-4605.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. It's hard to stop a train, and now is the time to replace your old, worn-out heating and air unit with the unstoppable train system. Call AirTech Heating and Air at 327-7100. It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back to the Football City USA kickoff as the Myers Park Mustangs will kick it off to the Bearcats, and it will sail into the end zone. Heck of a kickoff. Number 7, Matthew Dennis, booms it out of the back of the end zone for the Mustangs, and the Rock Hill Bearcats will start 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Andy, you were talking during the break about the run that Muhammad had after the catch to score that touchdown a minute ago.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you're really starting to see this talent come out of this Myers Park team. With the running backs, the receivers, the moves they're making, the way the running back came up into the line and exploded. He didn't stop. He didn't twist. He exploded up through that, then made his moves and did a well of a job to pick up the yardage that he did.
Number 12, Hayden Jackson, back in the shotgun for the Bearcats. He'll split two receivers to the far side, one to the near, going to hand it off. Gaither coming near side, looking for a hole, turns the corner, spins around. What a move across the 30 out to the 35. 4-yard line, picks up 14 and a first down for the Bearcats. Nice spin move by Nari Gaither.
Yeah, that was a great block by Tariq Banks, number 70 over on the left tackle side, pulled and made a well of a hole for him.
Jackson again from the shotgun, twins left, single receiver right. Now he's going to bring a man in motion, and then he'll stop and lead block for Gaither going around left side. Gaither gets across the 35 out to about the 36, maybe 37. We'll see on the spot. Gain of probably 2 or 3. Going to bring up 2nd down and about 8 for the Bearcats.
And Myers Park defense that time did a really good job of snuffing that out. They've got, let's see, I'm trying to think of his number 95 here is Jordan King, 6'1", 375 pounds.
Quick pass over the middle from Jackson. Caught in traffic out at about the 41. I have to wait till they get up. I can't get a number because there was a swarm of white jerseys around him. I believe, making a catch was number 10 for the Bearcats. Taven Jackson, the tight end, just ran a quick route right over the middle, makes the catch in traffic. It's third down and 3 for the Bearcats. Jackson takes the snap. Pressure coming, going to fire deep down the far sidelines, and he was cut off. Now a flag back in the backfield, and I believe we're going to get roughing the passer as that flag came in late from the referee, and I saw Jackson getting up off the ground. Personal foul, roughing the passer against Myers Park, and again, that was 43 Chitwood. He's a heck of a player. He's a great linebacker. He's been all over the field, but he's cost him a couple of penalties so far tonight.
Yeah, got to get those aggressions kind of channeled down a little bit, use them in a more positive way.
And we mentioned it already. They haven't had any scrimmages yet. They've only practiced 5 times outdoors so far this season. And, you know, you're going to have mistakes like that. It's not a big deal. This is a scrimmage. It's not a it's not going to count in the standings. It's just give the coaches a chance to see what they have and what they need to work on. First and 10 from the Myers Park 44. Jackson's pass too high, intended for number 11, Barber, down around the 30-yard line. Two flags down in the area of the receivers. Now we'll have to see, the officials are going to confer to see what this is. And it's probably going to go against the Mustangs, I would think, just looking at where those flags are and what was going on in that area.
Yeah, some of the routes that both Myers Park and the Bearcats have changed a little bit. It's those go routes. It's just right down the edge of the sideline.
Ooh.
It's a hard.
That's a big one. That was a personal foul against Myers Park. I didn't see that. I don't know what it was, but they flag him for 15, and that's going to move it down inside the 30 to the 29. First and 10, Bearcats with 5:50 to go here in the half. They trail 7-0. To Myers Park here in the third game of the Football City USA kickoff. First game tonight, we saw Northwestern defeat Providence. Second game saw the Burns Rebels come away victorious over the South Point Stallions, and now Rock Hill and Myers Park. Now we got a timeout on the field taken by Myers Park with 5:50 to go here in the first half. 7-0 Mustangs over the Bearcats. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Mike Smith and Molly Augenstein.
Working out at the Y after having surgery was very rewarding.
A great place for healthy living, for youth development, and social responsibility.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Join Palmetto Women's Center for their Color Me for Life 5K or 1 mile walk on September 15th, followed by an end of race festival with food trucks, music, and more. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
The Toyota National Clearance Event is on at Toyota of Rock Hill. Get behind the wheel of a new Toyota with real zero deal clearance pricing. 0% APR, zero due at signing, zero payments for 3 months, and zero cost Toyota care maintenance. Plus, everything is backed by our rock solid guarantee, and we honor all dealer ads. Don't wait. Get to the National Clearance Event at Toyota of Rock Hill today. Located minutes from uptown at exit 79 with approved credit, call 1-833-533-7004 for complete details.
That's some good bumper music tonight that Emily's playing back at the station. 5:50 to go here in the first half of game number 3 of the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air, and this game presented by Toyota of Rock Hill. Bearcats trailing Myers Park 7-0, but they have a first and 10 at the Myers Park 29. They're going to hand it off to number 29, who broke a couple of tackles. Now he's going to be hemmed up in the backfield, and he ran a long way to lose a yard, Anthony, but that was number 29 on the carry. That's Noah Thompson for the Bearcats.
Yeah, I like his effort, though. He didn't give up. He tried to make something happen out of nothing. So you got to be encouraged by that.
Absolutely. He kept his feet moving and trying to find a hole, and everywhere he looked, it was just closed up, and he ended up running about probably 30, 35 yards to lose a yard. Nari Gaither checks back in now. He'll line up to the left of Hayden Jackson. Twins to both sides. Second down and 11. Quick throw by Jackson, and he saw something there, and it was obvious. He saw the coverage wasn't there. He tried to hit number 6, Artavis Anthony, and he didn't quite have a good grip on the football. He threw it before he had a good grip, and it just fluttered over everybody's head.
Yeah, the thing that we talked about early on, the poise and being calm back there, he kind of rushed that one. Like you said, he saw something there.
He got excited.
He absolutely.
Got to be able to control that a little bit, but that's what these kind of scrimmage games are for. Trips left, Twins right, Jackson alone in the shotgun, takes a snap, steps up in the pocket, going to fire deep to the middle of the end zone and about 3 yards too long, intended for Gaither, who was double covered down there. But just got to find the rhythm and find the range there and get the ball on target a little better.
Yep. Yeah, his touches have been really good, like we talked early on those short routes, the 10 to 15-yard routes. But these longer passes, you have to have more of a precise touch on that thing. And he's struggling a little bit. Like I said, this is the first scrimmage. This is not their first scrimmage, but this is the first time they've been under the lights and playing in a big stadium. So those nerves are there.
Fourth and 11 for the Bearcats from the Myers Park 29. Empty set once again with Trips left, Twins right. Ball's on the near hash. Rock Hill works from our left to right. Jackson takes a snap, going to pull it down, quarterback draw. Couldn't find anything. Now he finds a hole, but he's not going to find enough to get the first down, as Chipwood is going to be there with a couple of others as they shut him down at about the 24-yard line, and Myers Park will take over first and 10 with 5:16 to go in the game. They lead 7-0 here in the Football City USA kickoff. Another thing that we didn't mention, Andy, is about Myers Park. They're 23-4 over the last two seasons after a number of years of being a really, really mediocre team. Myers Park's never really been a powerhouse, but as they have come up the last couple of years, doing a phenomenal job under head coach Scott Chadwick, and he's got them rolling right now. Of course, a lot of talent helps that as well. Twins both sides now for Drake May as he drops back to pass, going to dump it off on a screen. It's complete and going to pick up the first down out around the 31, and then a flag flies in from the back judge. That flag was thrown about 30 yards from the center of the field across the 50 down to the 35, right where he was shoved out of bounds. We'll wait and see what this is.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's got to be a hold or a clip there. He threw that thing, like you said, way across the field.
Jaquez Robinson on the catch for Myers Park, and a great run after the catch as they just dumped it off on the screen. And what is the indication here?
Looked like it's going to go against the Bearcats.
It's going against Myers Park.
Yeah, there
holding.
We go. Okay.
Holding against Myers Park, and the back judge was 30 yards away, throws the flag. I'm sure Coach Chadwick's not happy about that one, but that's a good thing for the Bearcats here, as it is going to make it. It's still going to be first and 10 because they mark it from the spot of the foul, which was 10 yards downfield from the original snap. So it's still first and 10 for Myers Park. Basically, they're going to replay the down is what it works out to.
Yep.
Twins each side. May, low snap, going to hand it off underneath. That is a new running back this time. I have to wait till he gets up. That's not 22, is it?
Yep.
Yeah, it is 22. Yep. Okay, 22 still in there. That is Robinson, and he's going to lose a yard as they mark him back at the 24.
Yeah, Myers Park really hasn't gotten anything going with the running game so far. The Bearcats have done a pretty good job up front.
They're
kind of snuffing that out.
Big number 91 in there for the Bearcats, Darice McMullen.
Yep.
6 foot 235, disrupting some things on the right side of the defensive line. As May takes a snap, dropping back, firing far side in the flat through the hands of number 8, Andre Francois, who probably would have lost yardage on that play had he caught it anyway.
Yeah. The good thing, though, is Jackson is showing his strength of his arm going across there. Drake May, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got Jackson and right. May messed
wrong
up there.
Wrong team.
But May's doing a good job of throwing that ball across the field, showing his arm strength to be just a sophomore.
Yeah. He's 6'4", 210. He takes the snap, going to roll to his right. Looking, firing downfield, going to be caught. The defender slipped and fell, but other help is there. I believe that was Francois again, number 8, making the catch. I'll wait till he gets up to make sure. And, yeah, I believe that's number 8 coming out of there again. Yeah. Unless it was 6, Hampton Horn. I can't make out.
I think it was 6.
It was 6, Hampton Horn making the catch. No, 6 just came out. 8 still out there. It was 8. Nope, that's 5. Never mind. They're hard to make out from this. I really wish they would get good fonts on uniforms so that they had clear numbers that you can read. My goodness.
Oh.
All right. It's okay if they have their back to us because the number's stretched out, you can see it. But if they're facing us, you can't make out the difference between a 5, a 6, and an 8, and a 2. Diving straight ahead is 22 Robinson, as he gets out to the 35. And I think he's got enough for the first down, does he?
He's going to be. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah. It took him a little while to make the decision, but I thought it was pretty obvious that he got the first down. 3 minutes and 22 seconds to go here in the first half. Myers Park on top, 7-0 over Rock Hill. Great crowd here tonight. It's thinned out a little bit now, but, we had 6 teams here, so fans from 6 teams, and it was great, but still a big crowd across the way, and there's a lot of Myers Park fans here as well.
Yep.
Beautiful night for football. Started out rather warm, but as soon as the sun got behind the clouds and down behind the trees, it turned out to be a great night for high school football. And what a way to get things kicked off. We start the regular season next week, and it's on us. We're ready to go.
Doesn't get any better than this. I love this time of the year.
Yeah, I always sing that Christmas song this time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There you go.
May puts 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Got his running back to his right. Takes a snap. Steps up in the pocket. Hit as he throws. Ball kind of flutters out, and it is caught and going to take it to the house. Number 11 for Myers Park. Elijah Bowick went up and high-pointed the ball over top of the Rock Hill defender and then just walked it to the end zone. But there is a flag down right where he caught the football at the 28. Now, did he push off of the defender going up, or did the defender make contact with him? The
defender made contact
with
him. Okay. Yeah, he never turned around. He never turned around at all. He just threw his hands up.
I didn't know if he climbed up over him to go up and get the ball.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see. Looks like it is going to be against Rock Hill and will be declined. Pass interference was against Rock Hill. Touchdown is good, and Myers Park will come in and attempt an extra point now. That was a touchdown of how far? 40, about 40 yards? I don't know. I lost track. They moved everything before I got it written down. Snap, spot, kick is away. Kick is good. 2:28 to go here in the first half. Myers Park goes on top of Rock Hill, 14-0. Listening to the Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill on the OTS Sports Network.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech.
You can count.
The hot days of summer are here, and now is the right time to replace your central air unit or gas pack. We have great summertime savings.
For sales or service, call 327-7100.
Hey, Rock Hill. We're James River Equipment, your local John Deere dealership. We're here, and we're dedicated to supporting you with customer service you won't find anywhere else. We have a full line of John Deere equipment, from residential to large ag, and everything in between. Plus, we offer free delivery on compact utility tractors and a 10-year warranty with yearly service. Come find us at 380 North Anderson Road, just 1 mile north of York Tech. Request a quote today at jamesriverequipment.com.
Welcome back out to District 3 Stadium. Robert Earl Carter along with Andy Robbins. Game 3 of the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air, presented by Toyota of Rock Hill. 2:28 to go in the half. Myers Park on top of Rock Hill, 14-0 after a huge touchdown pass. Great catch and run by number 11, Elijah Bowick of the Mustangs. There was pass interference on the play. They assessed the penalty on this kickoff. So Myers Park going to kick off from the Rock Hill 45. He kicked it through the end zone last time from his own side of the field, and now going to kick off from Rock Hill's 45, and he will put this one through the uprights. It'll be a touchback. Rock Hill will start first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
I tell you, one of the things, too, that we haven't really touched on was the schedule for Rock Hill coming up this year versus last year. This year they do have three of the four ball games on the road. They will be going to Sumter, going to York, going to Chester, but they get to have South Point at home. So, but at least they're not playing the Dormans, the Gaffneys, the other major ball clubs they were up against early on.
Hayden Jackson takes a snap, fires downfield, throws it well short of his intended receiver. That was number 14. That's Raphael Wright. And I think the ball may have slipped out of Hayden's hand that time as it hit probably 3 yards short. He kind of threw it straight down as he fired the ball out there. It didn't seem to come off his hand quite right. Incomplete. Second down and 10 now for the Bearcats.
Yeah, he's got to get those feet set a little bit better.
Jackson takes a snap. Going to run a little delay up the middle. I think that was Gaither. We'll wait and see. He only got back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing else is to... Mustangs just shut it down. Now, officials conferring again. I don't see a flag. Do you see a flag, Andy?
No, I do not.
But I do see officials discussing something. I'm not sure what this is. As the clock continues to run, five-yard face mask against Myers Park is the call. I didn't see that. The flag must be in the middle of the huddles there.
Yeah.
As now they stop the clock.
Now one of the things, Rob Earl, that Rock Hill could ill afford is go 1-2-3 out of this thing and give Myers Park another chance here before halftime to get back on the board.
Of course, now coming up at halftime, you're going to have the Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union kick for cash as one lucky fan has been selected and will be coming out to attempt a 50-yard field goal with a chance to win $10,000. $5,000 for himself, $5,000 for the school.
I'm kicking 50-yard field goals. I'm going to be in the NFL. Making a little more than 10.
You got a chance, though. You got a chance. If you can knock it through from 50, it's $10,000. That's sponsored by Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union. Hayden Jackson takes a snap, tosses. Gaither sprints through the hole, going to get out to the 28-yard line. He's short of the first down. Going to bring up a third down. We'll call it two for the Bearcats. 1:55 to go in the half. They trail 14-0 as Jackson hard count. Now he's going to look to the sidelines, then step up, tell the line what the play is. Take the snap. Looking. Pressure coming. Going to tuck it and run himself. Gets slung forward. He's going to be close to the first down after he was slung down, but I think he's still going to be just a little short.
Yeah, about a half a football.
Yeah, it's going to be fourth down in inches now as Coach Bubba Pittman's going to send, actually going to be a timeout taken by Myers Park with 1:34 to go in a half. We'll take a break as well. Myers Park leads Rock Hill 14-0 in the Football City USA kickoff. Sponsored by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the good student discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
Simple digging jobs can damage utility lines, which can disrupt service to an entire neighborhood, cause bodily harm, and result in fines and repair costs. Every digging job, even small projects like planting trees and shrubs, requires a call to locate utility lines. Call 811 before you dig.
Rock Hill Bearcats set to punt it away now as Myers Park has two men back deep now. A flag and confusion before we ever get started. Offsides against Myers Park. They lined up in the neutral zone, and that's going to be enough for a first down because that's only they only needed inches, and somebody stepped in the neutral zone.
Well, you're talking about driving a coach nuts. Oh, my goodness. He just stopped them three and out. You're going to get great field position, and somebody gets in the neutral zone.
And, Andy, every year I complain about that particular penalty. Now, I mean, it works out great for Rock Hill here. That's a big boost. But that penalty in high school football needs to be changed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't make contact with anybody, you should be able to back up and reset.
Right.
But it'll fall on deaf ears once again, I'm sure. Twins to each side. Jackson takes a snap, looking. Nowhere to throw it. Going to pull it down. Now he's going to fire. Nearly picked off. It was intended for number two, C.J. Ellerby, and it was nearly picked off by number two, Trey Bly, as he got a great jump on the ball and almost an ill-advised pass by Hayden Jackson.
Yeah,
he was being hit from behind and tried to throw to the sidelines and allowed Bly to jump that route. Second down and 10.
Yeah, I was going to say Bly was right there in his hip pocket. As soon as he threw, he broke on it.
Twins to each side. Jackson back, firing down the middle of the field. In and out of the hands, intended for number six, Artavis Anthony. And Anthony's going to kick himself over that one as he was open, but again, heard the footsteps, felt the pressure, and decided to let the ball go through his hand. I don't think he decided to. Just let the ball go through his hands. And it falls incomplete. Third down and 10 now for the Bearcats. As they're struggling a little bit to get things going here. Minute 19 to go in the half. They're down 14 to nothing. And they've got third and 10 from their own 35. Hayden Jackson will go empty set this time. Trips near side. Twins to the far side. Takes a snap. Straight drop. Firing. Far side. Complete. Going to be short of the first down. Catch was made at the 43. He needed the 45.
That was a nice pass that time by Jackson, throwing that ball across the field, putting a little zip on it.
I believe that was 14. Raphael Wright making a catch. Now a timeout taken by the Bearcats with 57.9 seconds. We'll take a break as well. Myers Park leads it 14-0 over Rock Hill in the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
There's many reasons to use AirTech Heating and Air of Rock Hill. At AirTech, you'll get same-day service at low prices. You can depend on Benny Etter at AirTech, your local train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. For sales or service, call 327-7100.
It's back to school time.
Hallelujah.
That means back to a routine. A gymnastics routine, that is. Try Next Level's $109 back to school special, including the leotard, registration, and full month of classes. Good till August 15th. Sign up at nextlevelgymnastics.net.
Back at District 3 Stadium, Robert Earl Carter, Andy Robbins, Brown Simpson bringing you this third game of the Football City USA kickoff. Rock Hill with a fourth down and two now. Brown, what you got down there?
Well, we got Ben Demarest standing by on the sideline, Robert Earl, to attempt that Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union kick for cash. Going to be trying for $5,000 for him and $5,000 for Rock Hill High School. Back to you, my friend.
All righty. Thank you, Brown. That's coming up here at halftime. 57.9 seconds to go. Rock Hill with a fourth and two here. Jackson takes a snap, going to give it to Gaither. Gaither breaks out of a tackle. Now he's going to pick up the first down. Still on his feet across midfield. Spins, continues down the far side inside the 40, the 35, and finally run out of bounds at the Myers Park 34-yard line. What a run by Nari Gaither.
Wow. Wow. That was a great run, showing speed, balance, twist, turn, you name it. That kid was doing it to stay up on his feet and pick up as much yardage as possible. Great job.
That looked like something out of a video game, the way he spun through that and got downfield. But a great run. That might be the spark that Rock Hill needs. Hayden Jackson steps up, gets a block. Now he's trying to find somewhere to go. Slips out. Going to get inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line before he's finally knocked down, and they'll stop the clock here. Timeout, Rock Hill. We'll take a break as well. 34 seconds to go here in the first half. Myers Park on top of Rock Hill, 14-0. In the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill on the OTS Sports Network.
Fill up before the game with a $5 fill-up. Choose from 2 pieces of dark meat, 3 strips, or a breast. And get a huge serving of mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Only $5. Get a pot pie or potato bowl with a cookie and medium drink. Only $5. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Nickel Store is stocked with rods and reels and all the accessories for fishing. Right, Jordan?
Hooks, zoom, worms, any kind of plastic baits, crank baits, minnows, crickets, or shiners. Whatever you need to get out there and catch that big one.
Nickel Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Second down and 5 for the Bearcats. From the Myers Park 27-yard line, Hayden Jackson takes the snap, steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's got a couple of blockers in front. He's going to pick up the first down, down to the 19-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him down at the 20 as Rock Hill hurries up to the football with 24.9 seconds to go. First and 10. They trail 14-0, trying to get on the board before the half. Jackson sets his offense. Clock starts, takes a snap, drops back, looking. Now he's going to have to tuck it and run again and fights his way inside the 15 down to about the 12. Ball comes out after he's down, but a flag down at the 20-yard line. Clock still running. It should have stopped. I don't know why. It ran off about a good 8 seconds after the play was blown dead and the flag was thrown, but it's holding against Rock Hill, so this one's going to come back. But there should be about 8 more seconds on the clock, Andy.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I'm seeing with Jackson, though, is right before this play started, he ran the ball. The clock was running. He jumped up immediately, took charge of the offense, got everybody set, and then ran the next play.
Yeah, he's showing a lot of leadership out there. Now the clock starts back, and that's going to be the final play of the half as the teams will head to the locker rooms for a 5-minute halftime. We're going to send things down, I think. Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and send it down to Brown for the Arrow Point kick for cash in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Feeling this way? Could be time for a new AC unit. Ask Lighthouse about instant rebates up to $1,500 or no interest financing for up to 60 months on high efficient air conditioning systems. Call Lighthouse Heating and Cooling at 329-1200.
Comporium Medical Alert.
It was important that my siblings and I recognized that Dad wanted to be independent, but we also wanted to be able to make sure that he was okay. So we started researching medical alert systems. Then we found this system. It's a little button that he can wear around his neck as a pendant or on his belt. He speaks directly into it, just like he's talking on a cordless phone.
But my kids and grandkids are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't like to ask for help, but it is nice to know that if I ever need it, it's just a touch of a button away.
For complete details, go online to ComporiumAlert.com.
All right. Back at District 3 Stadium, Robert Earl Carter, Andy Robbins, Brown Simpson. We're going to go down to Brown now for the Arrow Point kick for cash.
All right, here we go, Robert Earl. Ben Demarest attempt the kick for $10,000. He'll split it with Rock Hill High School if he makes it. Here we go. His kick is up. And it's just going to be about 6 yards short. Best kick we've had tonight. Let's get Ben over here and talk to him real quick. Ben, come on over here for a second. Great effort right here. Ben, we'll turn around and face back up to these guys right here. Ben is a 2014 graduate of Rock Hill High School. Ben, tell everybody what you're doing now.
I'm currently a senior at USC.
All right. A lot of great memories playing, being out on this field playing during your high school career?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My senior year was Bubba Pittman's first year. It was a different offense than what we're used to, but it was still a good time.
Well, I tell you what, you had the best kick tonight. Congratulations. Great job. We appreciate you being a part of the Kick for Cash.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, Andy. Robert Earl, back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Brown. That was a great kick by Ben that time. He kicked that ball about 45 yards in the air. It wasn't but about 6 feet off the ground. I don't think it would have cleared the crossbar had it gotten there. But he had a great kick, best one of the night. Comes up a little short for the 5,000 now. We are going to take another break. We'll come back with a second half in just a little bit right now. In the third game, of the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill, the Myers Park Mustangs lead the Rock Hill Bearcats 14-0. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Teague, and I believe a smile is the most beautiful thing you can ever wear. That's why we at Crystal Teague Dental make sure all our patients have their best smile. Now accepting new patients. So call us at Crystal Teague Dental, 803-327-4605.
Insurance companies have professionals looking out for their interests, shouldn't you? This is attorney Craig Wilkerson, and you don't have to fight the system alone. The Wilkerson Law Firm is dedicated to helping accident and injury victims. 324-7200 or fcwlaw.com. Offices in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and Lancaster.
For a friendly pediatrician, call Monte Pediatrics with same-day appointments for youth ages newborn to 18. From well-child and sick visits to sports physicals and ADHD evaluation, call Monte Pediatrics at 980-5700 behind Walgreens on Heckle Boulevard. Open on Saturdays in Rock Hill and Lancaster.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
Welcome back out to District 3 Stadium. Robert Earl Carter along with Andy Robbins and Brown Simpson as we bring you the Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill.
There you go.
The Myers Park Mustangs lead the Rock Hill Bearcats 14-0 here in Game 3. First game saw the Northwestern Trojans defeat the Providence Panthers. Second game saw the Burns Rebels take down the South Point Stallions, and now Myers Park leading Rock Hill 14-0 here in this third game. Now, format tonight, we didn't talk too much about this early on, but the teams are playing 3 8-minute quarters with regular timing, and then the fourth quarter is a 10-minute quarter with a running clock that only stops for scoring plays and timeouts.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
That's
a little different format.
A little different format because this is a different type thing. You got three games back to back to back tonight, and it's a good night for the crowd. I mean, where else can you get three full football games for $7?
Can't beat it.
And if you bought your tickets ahead of time, it was only $5. So great entertainment for a Friday night. The Friday night lights are on for the first time in 2018. Got a great season coming up. Everybody getting ready. You're going to be back with Mario, I think, this year.
Yes, we are.
Doing the Lancaster Bruins again.
Yep. We're very excited about that. I think they're going to have a really good team this year. They've got a new offensive coordinator.
Who is no stranger to the area.
Absolutely.
You got Ed Soucy, former head coach at Fort Mill, who takes his spread option offense down to the Lancaster Bruins as he joins Bobby Collins' staff. Also joins up with his former defensive coordinator, Bill Guiler, who's the defensive coordinator at Lancaster now.
Yep.
A couple other former Fort Mill coaches there. I'll be back doing the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets this year. They've got a brand new coach, Rob McNeely, who comes down from Lake Norman High to take over the Yellow Jacket program. And got some exciting things going on there. I watched them a little bit last night. And it's going to be an entertaining year. So we're looking forward to it. Of course, you're going to have Scott Wells back doing the York Cougars. You're going to have Brown Simpson working a lot on the Nation Ford Falcons and the Louisville Lions. Of course, a lot of guys are going to be shifting around helping cover Louisville this year. And, of course, we'll still have guys covering Clover. Greg Brennan's going to be back with us after a hiatus of a few years. He was our newest member of the OTS Wall of Fame. And so he'll be inducted this year into that. And he'll be back. I think he's going to do several Clover games. And then, of course, Chris Miller will be back with Northwestern Trojans, and Gene Knight will be covering these Rock Hill Bearcats. We are just about set to go for the third quarter. Myers Park will be kicking off because Rock Hill won the toss and deferred. Rock Hill is going to work from our left to right. They're going to send Gaither back on the near side. Trying to pick up the number, I believe that's number six. That's Artavis Anthony deep on the far side of the field. As number seven, that's Matthew Dennis has it teed up for the Mustangs, and he has shown a strong leg tonight. Everything's gone into the end zone. He approaches, puts his foot in it. A high, shorter kick this time is going to be fielded by number six, Anthony, as he goes across the 10, the 20 out to the 25, 30, 35, 40 out and run out of bounds up around the 45-yard line of the Bearcats. Great run there. Mark him at the, say he stepped out at the 43. But a huge return that time as he hauled that in down around the 4-yard line and brings it all the way back out to the 43.
Yeah, Coach Pittman's got to be excited about that, having special teams being able to contribute to the game here, getting you a real good field position. The thing you got to be worried about here is you can't, you need to get some things moving because you go into that next quarter, you got a constant 10-minute running clock.
That's right. Jackson throws a lateral pass caught by Gaither. Gaither gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it, as that was a dangerous play. As great team speed by Myers Park as they get into the backfield quickly. The linebackers read that very well, and they shut it down for no gain. Second down and 10, and that was also a backwards pass. So if that ball hits the ground, it's a live football.
Yep.
Gaither's going to line up to the left of
another flag.
Jackson, now again, flag before the snap. Somebody lining up in the neutral zone.
Mm-hmm.
Where they moved the ball 5 yards. Oh, no, this is going to be a sideline warning against Rock Hill High. And getting out of the box over there, getting a little too close to the field. So they give them a sideline warning. No yardage on that, as that's the first time tonight that that's happened for them. Still a great crowd on hand. Myers Park really has a good crowd here that followed them down tonight. Of course, winning will do that.
Yes,
makes fans follow the team. Second down and 10 for the Bearcats as they split three receivers to the far side. They're working from our left to right. And as we said earlier, we're on the visitor side of the stadium tonight as Rocky will work with their backs to Constitution Avenue. And the ball is tipped in the air and falls harmlessly incomplete. It was into the hands of number 14, Raphael Wright, and it bounced straight up in the air, Andy, and it seemed to hang there forever.
Yeah, I thought that was definitely going to be picked off. You know, one of the things that I'm seeing is that when we first started the game, everything seemed to be in a rhythm. Jackson was throwing, the receivers were catching really smooth, everything looked good. And about that midway to that first quarter on, they've seemed to lost that.
You can attribute a lot of that to this team speed at Myers Park, as they're putting a lot of pressure on now. Hayden's going to pull it down, take off far side, got a lot of room, and he'll run out of bounds across midfield. Close to the first down, now he's going to depend on the spot. They mark him at the 47, and the official signaled first down over there, but they almost need to drag the chains and measure, I think, but yeah. We'll wait and see. They say first down. Okay, first down. Nice run by Hayden Jackson as everything just kind of collapsed on him and he found a way out of there. Trips near side, one receiver to the far side. Gaither lines up to the left of Jackson. Ball's on the left hash, which is the far side of the field from us. Jackson going to fire the quick slant that was in and out of the hands. He threw a bullet intended for number 11, Antonio Barber, and it hit number 20 of Myers Park, Jordan Brown, right in the chest, and Brown reached to catch it and ran into his own man, and the ball fell to the ground.
Yep. A good thing that the linebacker, number 43 there, Chipwood, didn't turn, because if he broke on that ball about another foot, that would have been an interception.
Yeah. Second down and 10 now for the Bearcats from the Myers Park, 47. Jackson, twins each side, takes a snap. Drops straight back, steps up, fires across the middle, complete, inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line, making a grab, number 10, Taven Jackson. First down, Bearcats at the 21 of Myers Park.
Great job that time by Jackson. You've got the cover two back there, so that middle is always open because you've got both your defenders going out, covering the flats.
And Rock Hill hasn't thrown the ball a lot to the tight end tonight, and they catch him that time coming across the middle. Going to look there again. He's got him complete once again down to the 15. As, again, it's Taven Jackson as he just ran a quick little inside slant curl. Makes the catch now. His helmet came off at the end of that play, so he's going to have to go out for a play. But two quick catches by Jackson puts Rock Hill at the Myers Park 15-yard line. Second down and five. They trail 14 to nothing with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hayden Jackson with twins each side. Once again, Gaither to his left. He'll get the football. Comes right side. Got a big hole. Inside the 10, the 5. Nari Gaither, touchdown, Bearcats. Nice job up front by the offensive line and the receivers downfield to give him a hole. And Gaither just turned on the jets when he turned the corner and sprints to the right corner of the end zone to get the Bearcats on the board.
Hey, man, just what the doctor ordered there for the Bearcats. Be able to get the ball on the kickoff here and drive down and put six on the board. Great job. Great job.
Extra point attempt coming as it's taken a long time to get the kicking unit out there. Okay, Hayden Jackson's going to come in and be the holder here, it looks like. Or no, what is going on? Yeah, he's going to be the holder. I thought he was going to line up at quarterback. He walked up behind the center.
It looked that way, didn't it?
Yeah. Number 82 attempt to kick. That's Colin Muschick. Snap, spot. Kick is up, and the kick is no good. Wide left, 5:48 to go in the third quarter. Bearcats trail Myers Park 14-6 in the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill on the OTS Sports Network.
WRHI Rock Hill, WRHM Lancaster, WVSZ Chesterfield, W281BE Fort Mill. This is the OTS Sports Network.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Join Palmetto Women's Center for their Color Me for Life 5K or 1 mile walk on September 15th, followed by an end of race festival with food trucks, music, and more. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call.
Back at District 3 Stadium on South Cherry Road, Robert Earl Carter, Andy Robbins, Brown Simpson, as we're in the third quarter, 5:38 to go between Myers Park and Rock Hill High. The Myers Park Mustangs on top 14-6. They return the kickoff out to the 29-yard line, first and 10. May hands it off straight ahead. I believe that's Robinson. Jaquez Robinson, the running back, carries it out across the 30, out to about the 34, give him five. Going to be, that's a new running back. I apologize. That's number 33. That is Kadarin Redfern as he picks up five. It's second down and five now for the Mustangs from their own 34. Ball on the near hash. They work from our right to left, headed towards Winthrop University, if you're familiar with District 3. May takes a snap. Going to throw a quick hitch far side. Complete. That's number 8. Francois making the catch. He'll cross the 40. But there is a flag down. He gets out to the 42. Flag's down back at about the 36. We'll wait and see. Might be a hold against Myers Park.
You know, one of the things that we talked about kind of early on is the conditioning with Myers Park. Mm. And, you know, would they be able to withstand this heat, keep going and have a really good game? And so far, I think the answer is yes. They don't look like they've slowed down at all.
Yeah, they haven't been able to practice outdoors, but usually what that always meant for us when I played, if we hated rain practices when they sent you in the gym because all you did was run.
Yeah.
That gets you in great shape because all you do is run all day long.
Yeah. Well, so, I think it says a lot about their off-season program.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well.
10-yard penalty for holding against Myers Park moves it back to their 26-yard line. Make it second down. We'll call it 13 for the Mustangs. Drake May is the is he still in at quarterback, or is that a new quarterback? I guess
that's
still him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still there. He throws near side complete once again to Francois. Francois slips the tackle, gets close to first down yardage. He's got enough out at the 40-yard line. They'll move the chains as he makes a nice catch. He ran a crossing route. He was lined up as an inside slot on the far side of the field and just came across kind of running an angled route, dragging across the field, makes the catch, picks up the first down.
Boy, May has just such a good touch on the ball. He threw that right over the defender and just dropped right in his hands.
You're going to bunch three receivers on the right side. That's the far side. Got one receiver split left. Takes a snap, brings it down, going to hand it off. That is, again, 33. Redfern on the carry, and he'll pick up five out to the 45. He's picking up 5 yards every time he touches the ball, Andy.
Yeah, it's starting to show, actually, that the Bearcats are starting to get maybe a little tired out there, the hands getting on the hips a little bit. Made this fall the other way.
You know, it's been a long night tonight. This thing started, we got here around 4 o'clock today with the pregame show and everything, and we kicked off the first game at 5:30. Brown Simpson has been the sideline reporter for all three games, and he finally got him a little break. He found a stool over there. He's sitting down as they hand it off again to Redfern. He'll get out across midfield to the Bearcat 49, another first down for Myers Park, and we got an injured Bearcat down on the field over there. Brown, you doing okay?
Yeah, partner, I'm doing great. Just keep an eye on this cooler. It's going to be presented to the MVP of this game. Just a reminder that everybody can go to, all of our listeners can go to WRHI's Twitter page, and they can vote for the most valuable player of this game. It's going to be a player from the Rock Hill Bearcats. And I'm just kind of keeping an eye on this cooler. It's been a long night, like you said, but a great night.
That was
the second annual.
That wasn't an eye you were keeping on that cooler. I saw you sitting on it over there.
Well, I was sitting on it. Manning Camel cards. So that's what I'm doing. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Okay. Going to hold it down so it doesn't get up and run away.
I'm going to hold it down.
All right. We're going to take a break because we've got an injured Bearcat player on the field. 3:34 to go here in the third quarter. Myers Park on top of Rock Hill, 14-6. In the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill on the OTS Sports Network.
Warm weather is here. Time for golf carts and buggies. And Nickel Store is ready with lots of them. Right, Patrick Kelly?
We've got a full line of 17s and 18s, gas and electric vehicles. We've got plenty to choose from.
Nickel Store, a certified easy-go dealer. I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Plato's Closet. School starts soon, so get down to Plato's Closet, where we have all the brands teens love. We pay cash for gently used clothing, shoes, and accessories. Conveniently located beside Hobby Lobby on Dave Lyle. Be fashionable this school year at Plato's Closet.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
The injured Rock Hill Bearcat was number 50, Thomas Rainey. He gets up, heads off the field under his own power. Seems to be okay. They'll check him out and make sure. But Myers Park has a first and 10 from the Rock Hill 49. Ball on the near hash as Drake May takes a snap. Going to drop the football. Bearcats scramble for it. Under the pile, the Bearcats may have this, I think. There were three black jerseys around it as there was a miscue on the fake by Myers Park. And somehow they got it back. Number 63, able to get in there and scramble for the football. Parker Mendenhall, one of the offensive linemen, covers it up. But May took the snap in the shotgun. He was going to fake it to Redfern and pull it back, and there was a miscue there, and he lost the handle. And I could have sworn that the Bearcats had it. There were three black jerseys around it, and somehow number 63, Mendenhall, got underneath the pile and was able to get the football back. It's going to be second down and 15 after the loss of five for the Mustangs. They send Muhammad wide to the far side. They got Francois inside him, another receiver over there as well. Got a flinch on the near side as number 11 tried to start before the snap. And it's going to be a false start against Myers Park as a wide out near side, Elijah Bowick. Elijah Bowick, another great receiver. We talked about Muhammad. Elijah Bowick has over 20 offers, and he's committed to Virginia Tech.
Wow.
So he's a great receiver as well. But that moves him back five more, makes it second down now and 20 from the Myers Park. 41-yard line, 2:38 to go here in the third quarter. They lead 14-6 over Rock Hill. May back to pass, going to throw the deep ball down the far sideline, looking for Muhammad, makes the catch.
Wow.
Was he inbounds? It was right in Brown's lap. He says yes. Makes the catch at the Bearcat 17-yard line. Brown, that was right in your lap. Tell us what you saw there, bud.
I saw was great concentration by Muhammad. What a beautiful throw that time by May, and he put it right on the money, and he was able to get both feet in that time, Robert Earl, right out at the 17-yard line.
First and 10 for the Mustangs as May showed off his arm strength that time because he threw that ball a good probably 45, 50 yards in the air downfield plus across the field. He was on a near hash and threw it to the far sideline. Great throw and a good, like Brown said, great concentration by Muhammad. A handed off Redfern. Redfern gashes through the middle of the defense. Ball comes out at the end. There's whistle now. The official near side says he was down before it came out, and it's still going to be Myers Park ball as the Bearcats did recover, but they blew him down at the 10-yard line. So it's going to be second down and about two for the Mustangs. They're knocking on the door again. They already lead 14-6, a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Bearcats need to bow up here. They got their backs against the wall as the defense needs to come up big. They all thought they had it that time, but the near side official said he was down. Drake May going to hand it off. Slicing underneath. People are still fighting forward down inside the five, picking up the first down at around the 3-yard line. Whaley comes out of there. That was a little bitty running back with another number. That's number 3, Cameron Roseman Sinclair. I believe that's 3.
Yeah, I think.
Or is that a 9?
It's hard to tell.
He's so small, his jersey's bunched up. Actually, I believe that's 9. That's number 9, Denny Thompson.
Actually, guys, it was number 8 who ran the football.
Thank you, Brown. We can't see it from here. His jersey's so bunched up because he's so small. But it's first and goal from the 3. Takes a snap. May going to fire near side. Complete to Bowick for the touchdown as Bowick pushed off a little. No flag as he makes the catch. And Myers Park goes up 20-6.
And I think we're seeing now with the and one of the questions that we had is how could this Bearcat defensive line compare up to this huge Myers Park offensive line? And I tell you, the one that's winning the battle right now is that offensive line for Myers Park. As we indicated early on, they had basically shut down the running game in that first half. But now in the second half, it's just taking a toll on the Bearcats defense, and they're picking up 5-plus yards per carry.
Number 18 in to attempt the extra point. That's Malice. They were a man short. Number 44 trots in. That's Seth Moore. He'll line up. And now flag is they had a delay of game because of that. We'll back them up 5 and make them try the kick from there. Myers Park up 20-6 with 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And remember, the fourth quarter will be a 10-minute quarter with a running clock that only stops for scoring plays and timeouts. High snap. They get it down. Gets the kick away somehow, and it is good. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Myers Park Mustangs lead it 21-6 over the Rock Hill Bearcats in the Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill on the OTS Sports Network.
It's back to school time.
Hallelujah.
That means back to a routine. A gymnastics routine, that is. Try Next Level's $109 back to school special, including the leotard, registration, and full month of classes. Good till August 15th. Sign up at nextlevelgymnastics.net.
Fill up before the game with a $5 fill up. Choose from 2 pieces of dark meat, 3 strips, or a breast. And get a huge serving of mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Only $5. Get a pot pie or potato bowl with a cookie and medium drink. Only $5. KFC, it's finger licking good.
There's many reasons to use AirTech Heating and Air of Rock Hill. At AirTech, you'll get same-day service at low prices. You can depend on Benny Etter at AirTech, your local train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. For sales or service, call 327-7100.
The Toyota National Clearance Event is on at Toyota of Rock Hill. Get behind the wheel of a new Toyota with real zero deal clearance pricing. 0% APR, zero due at signing, zero payments for 3 months, and zero cost Toyota care maintenance. Plus, everything is backed by our rock solid guarantee. And we honor all dealer ads. Don't wait. Get to the National Clearance Event at Toyota of Rock Hill today. Located minutes from uptown at exit 79 with approved credit, call 1-833-533-7004 for complete details.
The 30-yard line, number 6, on the return, Artavis Anthony. Good return for the Bearcats. They'll start 1st and 10 from their own 30 as Hayden Jackson comes out, lines up in the quarterback spot in the shotgun. He's got one receiver split wide near side, 2 to the far side. Nari Gaither in the backfield now. Timeout taken by Myers Park. We'll take another break as well. They lead it 21-6. Over the Bearcats, you're listening to High School Football on the OTF Sports Network.
Simple digging jobs can damage utility lines, which can disrupt service to an entire neighborhood, cause bodily harm, and result in fines and repair costs. Every digging job, even small projects like planting trees and shrubs, requires a call to locate utility lines. Call 811 before you dig.
Feeling this way? Could be time for a new AC unit. Ask Lighthouse about instant rebates up to $1,500 or no-interest financing for up to 60 months on high-efficient air conditioning systems. Call Lighthouse Heating and Cooling at 329-1200.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the good student discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
Welcome back out to District 3 Stadium. Robert Earl Carter, Andy Robbins, Brown Simpson, 31.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bearcats with a 1st and 10 from their own 30. Take the snap. Jackson back to pass, looking, firing down the middle of the field. Got his tight end. What a catch in traffic. Number 10, Taven Jackson once again. Man, he has been the go-to guy for the Bearcats here in the second half, and he caught that in double coverage.
He sure did. That was a heck of a job. It looks like he's limping off. I don't know if he's hurt an ankle or knee.
Well, he took a pretty good pop that time. He had two defenders right there on him as he gets it all the way out to the 48-yard line. 1st and 10. They're calling for the clock to wind. 20 seconds to go. Jackson with 4 receivers near side. Firing quick hitch to right. He makes the catch inside Myers Park territory to the 43. Stayed inbounds. Clock's going to continue to run. That'll be the final play of the third quarter as Rock Hill will have a 2nd down and 2 when we come back. They trail 21-6 to the Myers Park Mustangs in the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill on the OTS Sports Network.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
The Upper Palmetto YMCA members have a story to tell. Here's Kristen Franks and Mike Smith.
It's good for your mind, body, and spirit.
Participating in the LiveStrong program was a very rewarding experience.
Your story begins today. The Y, growing stronger together.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the Good Student Discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
Nickel Store has fishing gear for just about any type of fishing, right, Jordan?
Whether it's catfishing, whether you're a pro bass fisherman or just a novice, brim fishing, sitting on a bucket, catching crappie, it doesn't matter what you're doing, we have it here for you.
Nickel Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
On second down and one, Nari Gaither rips off a big run down to the Myers Park 27-yard line, first and 10 Bearcats. Trips to the right, twins to the left. Hayden Jackson takes the snap, firing near side complete. Slicing inside the 25 down to the 23-yard line is number 11, Antonio Barber, as he'll pick up about 4 or 5 yards. Wait till they get it spotted, but we got a running clock now here in this 10-minute fourth quarter as the Bearcats trail 21-6 and trying to get something going as Gaither had that nice run. He came out of the game, got number 29 in Noah Thompson now at running back. Jackson takes snap, going to throw deep down the field and through the arms of Antonio Barber. He beat the defender, Bly, and the ball went right between his elbows.
Yeah, that's one like we talked about a number of times tonight. You're going to be kicking yourself later on. That's something that should have been caught.
It was kind of a fade route, if you the way he threw that, like he was throwing to the back corner of the end zone. Of course, it was out around the 10-yard line or so was where it went through his arms. But he had the defender beat. He tried to drop it in the breadbasket, and it went right through his arms. Third down and 7 for the Bearcats. Jackson going to hand it off Gaither. Gaither got a big hole off the right side. Nari Gaither inside the 5. Touchdown, Bearcats, as Nari Gaither takes it in from 23 yards out. And gets the Bearcats on the board once again. That's his second touchdown of the game.
Great job that time by the left offensive tackle and guard pulling just a trap play there. And Gaither took it up in the hole and just busted up through there and scored a touchdown and got 6.
All right, looks like the Bearcats are going to leave the offense on the field and go for 2 here as I see Hayden Jackson and Nari Gaither out there. They bring in looks like a tight end lines up at fullback, Robbie Utes, as Bearcats got a late man coming on the field. Now they're going to need to take a timeout. And we'll take a break as well. 8:04 to go on the confusion. Myers Park leads it 21-12 over the Bearcats. Listen to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game-changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
For a friendly pediatrician, call Monty Pediatrics with same-day appointments for youth ages newborn to 18. From well-child and sick visits to sports physicals and ADHD evaluation, call Monty Pediatrics at 980-5700 behind Walgreens on Heckle Boulevard. Open on Saturdays in Rock Hill and Lancaster.
MVP.
Welcome back out to District 3 Stadium. Bearcats have their confusion worked out now. They've got the offense on the field. Hayden Jackson from the shotgun. He's got Utes to his right as a fullback. Gaither behind him at tailback. Twins to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Going to run the option pitch. Gaither. Gaither coming near side. Going to be tripped up, knocked down out at about the 6-yard line. Great defense by Myers Park as they shut it down. And the Bearcats come up empty on the 2-point conversion. It's 21-12. Myers Park over Rock Hill. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
It's back to school time.
Hallelujah.
That means back to a routine. A gymnastics routine, that is. Try Next Level's $109 back to school special, including the leotard, registration, and full month of classes. Good till August 15th. Sign up at nextlevelgymnastics.net.
Fill up before the game with a $5 fill-up. Choose from 2 pieces of dark meat, 3 strips, or a breast. And get a huge serving of mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Only $5. Get a Popeye or potato bowl with a cookie and medium drink. Only $5. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Bearcats set to kick it off now. They trail 21-12, 8:04 to go in the game as Muschick has it teed up. Will they try the onside kick? It looks like Myers Park's expecting it. They got, looks like some hands guys up front. Mushick's going to kick it deep, though. It's going to be fielded at the 5. Out across the 10, coming to the near side. 15, out to the 20, cuts back. Flag flies. Reverses field all the way across to the far sideline. 30, 35 run out of bounds, up around the 38 or 39-yard line. But there is a flag down back at the just inside the 15. And the referee gave the coach for Myers Park the talk to the hand sign there. Yeah. He just put his hand up and said, "That's enough, coach." But it's going to be a flag against Myers Park. They have the flag at about the 16-yard line. So it'll go half the distance from there. They're going to start from their own 8 with 7, and the clock is continuing to run now with 7:20 to go, because we are playing with a running clock here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I would have to kind of agree with the coach down there. The referee's been a little flag happy tonight.
They'll walk it off. I didn't see what the indication was. Brown, what was that penalty? Did you see it? I don't think he's got his headset on. He might not be paying attention right now.
I think it was holding.
Okay, holding against Myers Park. They'll move him back to the 8. First and 10. Bearcats could use a big turnover right here, because they're down by two scores right now as they trail by 9.
Is that still quarterback?
I was trying to make out the number. That is... They hand it off. Now a flag comes in late. I'm trying to pick out the number on the quarterback. I don't have binoculars up here tonight. Is that number 12? That's number 12.
All right, guys, that's number 12 in quarterbacking now.
That's Riley McCown. He is his family has roots in Chester. He lives in Charlotte now. But that is Riley McCown. He is the new quarterback for Myers Park. And now some discussion as to what this penalty is, as the officials stop the clock with 6:14. Now it's going to start running again. They're taking a long time to discuss this with a running clock. Got an injured player. The clock should stop for an injury. And the Myers Park trainer helping the player off the field right now, and the clock continues to run. That's surprising.
I think we've got a personal foul on number 70, offensive lineman.
Okay.
Unless they're picking this up.
Looks like that's what he did. He put his flag back in his pocket, didn't indicate any kind of penalty. Now the trainer's still on the field. They're still talking to this injured player, and the clock's continuing to run. And that's
personal foul against Myers Park.
That's crazy. It is a personal foul against Myers Park. It's going to move it back to the 5-yard line as they finally get the player off the field, and it's 5:25 to go here in the game. All right, McCown from the shotgun. Got a running back to his left, twins to each side. Takes a snap, gives it off straight up to gut, and powering his way out across the 10. And then another late flag comes in as they get out close to the 11-yard line. Wait till they get up. I believe that is number 9 on the carry. That's Denny Thompson.
And a personal foul against the Bearcats.
And that's going to move it 15 yards upfield out across the 25 to the 26. And coach for Myers Park turns around and signals to his crowd like he scored a touchdown, because he got a penalty call that went against Rock Hill.
Yeah, I think we're going to see running plays for the duration of this thing.
Now an official's timeout. No, he says keep winding the clock. The referee says keep winding the clock. They're trying to fix the chains is what the problem is. But they continue to go. McCown looks over the defense, twins to each side, takes a snap, going to hand it off, coming near side, big hole across the 30, 35, out to the 37-yard line. Again, that's number 9, that's Denny Thompson, as he'll pick up the first down for Myers Park. Yeah, I was talking about Riley McCown having family ties to Chester. His family is very good friends with my family.
Oh, okay.
Chester.
I thought you kind of acted like you might have known him.
Yeah, I watched him grow up. He's a senior this year, getting his first action of the night now. He puts Thompson to his right, got trips to the far side, one receiver to the near side, as he stands shotgun. Clock at 3:30 to go. gets the snap, fires across the field, in and out of the hands of the defender, tipped twice and picked off by the Bearcats. So he throws an interception, but it was tipped two times. It went right through his receiver's hands, and the Bearcats take over first and 10 from the Myers Park 43-yard line. Clock continues to run with 3:10. The Bearcats need to have a sense of urgency here with this running clock.
I guess I spoke a little too soon. We're going to see running plays. Probably wish they had went back to the running play now.
Robert Earl, number 15, Durant on the interception for the Bearcats.
Thank you, Brown. Twins right, twins left. Hayden Jackson still in at quarterback for the Bearcats. Looks like Gaither is to his left. Takes a snap, dropping back. Gives a shoulder fake, steps up. Now he's going to pull it down and run it himself and get out of bounds, but it's not going to stop the clock, so he's got to continue and get back in the game, as typically running out of bounds is what you want to do here, but that's not going to be the case now as the clock continues to run. He picked up about 5 yards. We'll call it second down and five as Jackson awaits the snap. Straight drop, steps up, firing down the middle of the field for Gaither. It's knocked away, nearly picked off. What a play
defensively. That was picked off.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, man, I thought that ball hit the ground.
No.
Number one, Patrick Alvarez, a 5'8", 160-pound defensive back, picks that ball off. What an amazing catch. Brown, did you get a good look at that?
I tell you what, partner, there was so much going on right there. Alvarez with great concentration that time. Bearcats trying to hit one of the receivers on a slant route. Alvarez came out of nowhere and picked it off.
Yeah, he did. He jumped the route, got right in front of it. It was intended for Gaither down the middle of the field, and it falls incomplete. Clock continues to run now. Minute 35 to go as Riley McCown comes back out with the offense of Myers Park. He'll put Twins near side, Twins to the far side. He's got Thompson to his left. Taking his time, play clock at six. Down to three, takes a snap, going to hand it off to Thompson again, coming near side. Thompson will not go down. This kid has some powerful legs, Andy.
Yes, he does. That's the thing I like seeing about a running back is when they hit up in the hole, they explode, they run behind their pads, and they keep their feet churning. That was something that I saw with the Lancaster crowd with Ant Foster and Farika Greer.
Now, the roster we have says he's 5'11", 165. I think he's more like 5'7", 165. He's not 5'11".
No.
Clock down to 45 seconds and running. McCown looks over the defense, takes a snap, going to hand it off once again. Thompson straight ahead, breaking tackles, and powers his way across the 25 out to the 27-yard line. That's a first down. They'll move the chains. And they'll probably only have to snap it one time, if they even have to snap that. They haven't blown it ready for play, and I believe that's going to do it. They mark it ready for play with less than 20 seconds to go. Myers Park will probably be content to line it up and shake hands, as they're going to come out victorious over the Rock Hill Bearcats, 21-12, in this third game of the Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air and presented by Toyota of Rock Hill. Here on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. It's hard to stop a train, and now is the time to replace your old, worn-out air unit with the unstoppable train system. Call AirTech Heating and Air at 327-7100. It's hard to stop a train.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Pleto's Closet. School starts soon, so get down to Pleto's Closet, where we have all the brands teens love. We pay cash for gently used clothing, shoes, and accessories. Conveniently located beside Hobby Lobby on Dave Lyle. Be fashionable this school year at Pleto's Closet.
By Toyota of Rock Hill. This Rock Hill Bearcats Myers Park game has come to an end as Myers Park comes out on top 21-12, and teams are shaking hands now, and then I think we're gonna send it down to Brown here in just a second as soon as they can round up the Myers Park coach and everybody to get this trophy presentation in. Andy, this is the first time. We started this last year. The Rock Hill, three Rock Hill schools won all three contests last year.
Yep.
This year, not so much. But, again, it's just a scrimmage. It's not coaches are still trying to figure things out, but they come out Tonight, Northwestern wins their game, but South Point and Rock Hill both drop theirs. Now, let's see. Brown, are you about ready for this thing down there?
I think I am, Robert Earl. We got Coach Chadwick, Scott Chadwick with us from Myers Park. Mustangs, they're going to be victorious tonight. Coach, congratulations. Let me get my friends coming in here, Anthony and Ann from Toyota Rock Hill. They're going to present this trophy to you.
How you doing, sir? Great game, great game. No problem. Yes, sir.
All right, couple quick comments, Coach Chadwick. Great job tonight. What did you like about what you saw from your team tonight?
I thought we, offensively were, had enough explosive plays and did enough good things. We got a couple good guys over there, and they played well.
Coach, your offensive line averages 290 pounds. You ought to make some waves this year in the conference that y'all land up in the Charlotte area.
We'll see. We've got the pieces. Obviously, looking at tonight, we've got some things we got to clean up and fine-tune. I was a little disappointed in how we played defensively, but, not bad for the first time out. It's the first time we've been out all year. We haven't scrimmaged yet.
Well, we understood that. Let me just say thank you on behalf of WRHI for you guys coming down and participating in the Football City USA Kickoff Classic.
Well, I appreciate you guys having us, and I appreciate all you guys do for high school football.
That's Coach Scott Chadwick. Congratulations tonight. They beat the Rock Hill Bearcats in Game 3. Robert Earl and Andy, back up to you guys.
All right, Brown, we appreciate what you've done tonight. You've really worked hard. Three games doing the sideline reporting tonight, and you get a well-deserved break and take you a day off tomorrow.
Great job, Brown.
All right, we're going to wrap things up here. We're going to send you back to Broadcast House in a few minutes. Chuck Roberts is standing by. I believe we're going to do a special edition of the end zone tonight to wrap up this Football City USA kickoff. It's fun working with you, Andy, knocking
always
the rust off and trying to get things going here as we get ready for another great season of high school football. Here on the OTS Sports Network, again, a final score of this third game presented by Toyota of Rock Hill. Myers Park Mustangs win it over the Rock Hill Bearcats 21-12. I'm Robert Earl Carter. For my on-air partner, Andy Robbins, we tell you to listen in next week. Pick up your listener guides and check out the season on the OTS Sports Network. Brown, were you saying something? I thought he was trying to get back up here to me. All right, we're done for tonight. Send you back to Broadcast House. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.